Did you go out to the fishing tournament this weekend, see how they went?
No, actually, you know, I didn't fish it this year. It's one of the first times I haven't fished since I was 16 years old. I had some other prior commitments going on. And I just didn't, I mean, it's probably a good thing because it looked like it's cold and rainy Saturday.
Yeah. Sunday was great, but Saturday.
Yeah, Sunday might be great outside, but it wasn't good fishing when the sun's straight up.
Straight up, because they see you coming.
Yeah, it's not good.
You know, Saturday, when you were talking about the weather, did that deter people from the annual Williamson County Trash Day?
It actually did. It was lighter than usual. It's a shame that Mother Nature didn't cooperate. But, you know, we had a big crowd and all the dumpsters were full, but it wasn't as crazy as what it usually is.
Right. You know, I see more and more people learning about this, taking advantage for it, waiting until it comes around and keeping things that might, you know, go somewhere else.
Well, you know, a lot of people are elderly people hold on to stuff. It might be one or two items, but it's an option to get rid of it. I was told the other day that, you know, of course, we're dealing with the state again here, but
right.
For 10 years, I've been trying to get a grant to take paint and chemicals and stuff like that.
Right.
I was told that they're close to releasing the money for us. So hopefully, somewhere between now and the end of the year, we'll be able to hold that, which would be a big, big thing.
Yeah, I think so, too, because the only one that I know that does that is once a year Jackson County, and you have to be a Jackson County resident, if I remember correctly.
A lot of that's paid, I think, by tips from tipping fees, I think, from the landfill.
Yeah, that part of that goes to toxic waste disposal.
Right.
You know,
right,
and when I say toxic paints, you know, antifreeze.
Well, you know, it's been 10 years coming, so hopefully we can announce that here before long, I hope. So,
you know, so the state of Illinois, you and I don't have to go into detail. Everybody knows to listen to this radio station. But I'm curious on a local level because, you know, you had talked about, and the rest of the commissioners, of having a moving target that you were going to continually address with the budget so that you stayed within the framework, you know, known quantities. And you've also been working with, I think I saw where at least three people took voluntary retirement from the county, too.
Oh, there's a lot more than that.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, it's well over 10 now.
Oh, no, I didn't know that.
Yeah, which is, you know, that people listen, you know, it's kind of complicated, but the bottom line on this is if they take early retirement, they will get an incentive pay for that. But when you put it together, you know, for their pay they're going out at, let's just say, Tom, you retire at $60,000 and we replace that at $30,000. Look at the difference that you're saving there. So we are actually saving money for the county, which is going to help us in the long run for the budget. So, yes, they get
to you take a hit up front to be paid all along the way later.
Exactly. The bottom line is we're saving money on it. That's why we offer it. Okay, so that's a good thing, and they get to get out. And then we get to get new replacements, and they come in at a lot lower rate.
And it's something that you've seen used at SIU and tons of other police departments, and you've seen it used all across the state of Illinois to save money.
When you deal with the state of Illinois and the unknowns, you might as well be sitting here with a dartboard throwing at it because you don't know what's going to happen. So it's any way we can try to save money. That's what we do. We're very conservative board.
You had a relationship, a long-term relationship with the legislators, and then, of course, this last election changed things, whether it's Gary Forbee or John Bradley. Have you started developing a new rapport with your new representatives in Springfield?
I've actually been to the Capitol a few times, and I've known both of them, you know, quite a while. And but, you know, it's like I told Dave, you know, one day, is that changing things up there by the election is still not changing the way things are done up there, okay? And the bottom line is, you know, I heard the other day that Madigan turned 75 years old. Well, that's great. What we need to do probably is send the governor and his little 1960 van, whatever he's got, and Madigan, and send them both out and start all over. Because the legislators, I think what the problem is, they get wrapped up and listen to the leadership. And it's kind of like they're whipping boys, and they got to go by what they tell them to do. And I don't believe in that. I think it's right or wrong. This party line stuff, dude, it's got to go away. I mean, if you don't believe in something, stand up for what you believe is right, and don't worry about the next election or the next election. Worry about right now. If you don't get reelected, at least you sleep a night knowing you did what's right.
Long-term politician told me that when I said almost barely the same thing you just said, he says, you know what you're guilty of? You're guilty of being naive. That's what he told me when I said that.
And that means what? I mean, what's his point on that? I mean,
point is you don't understand what really goes on in Springfield, and that's just naive and childish, and you have to grow up, and you have to understand that there are a lot of moving parts up here, and this is the way business is done. This is the way sausage is made.
I heard kind of the same thing. But you know what? Is it working now? No. So why don't you try changing it and do something different?
Sometimes I wonder, Brent, if they don't want it to work.
Well, you made a statement earlier. I heard you say that the government might shut down.
The worst thing is
staying open. How do they get to stay open, by the way? If you can't pay your bills in Springfield, why are they any different entitled than what we are if we don't pay our bills? I mean, how are the lights even on up there in Springfield?
Because at the last minute they were paid a check because they had a big bill and they almost got turned off.
Well, they are exempt.
Literally, by the way.
They are exempt from almost everything that the rules that we have to go by at our level. They exempt themselves.
So what you're saying is the lack of accountability.
There isn't any.
All right, so if you and I go out here on 13 and we do, as I was talking with Trooper Joy Watson, distracted driving through a construction, there's a known punishment for that. But in the Constitution, it says you have to have a balanced budget, but there's known punishment for that. There's no consequences.
Freedom of Information Act. They're exempt. Okay? You can't find out anything about legislators. They write the laws. They exempt themselves. But we have to go by the laws, which is great because I like transparency. But they don't. Why?
It's a good question.
I mean, everything we have to go by, they're exempt from. I mean, come on. I mean, if you're going to be a public servant, let's be public servants. And if you're, they're trying to hide something. If not, they will lay it out there for people.
You know, one of the things that I think, if I could ask a question, and I have asked this question of including the treasurer, two or three of them, how many sets of books does the state of Illinois have? Does anybody really know how many bills we owe? Does anybody really know where all the money come from? And does really anybody know where all the money goes? And you know what? I've never had anybody ever give me a definitive answer. Not once.
Well, that's the way they play ball. And they have different rules for different people. And it's people are suffering. They're not. They're still getting paid. Everybody's still getting paid. But they're not suffering anything.
Well, the judge made sure of that.
Yeah.
What position have they left you in your county in right now? Because you've been, you and the rest of the commissioners, Jim and Ron, have been very vigilant on this. Let's see where the line is and let's paint within the lines financially of what we're capable of doing and making the changes. How have you fared?
Here are the compound elements for us in the county. Okay, we don't really rely on the state for a lot like some counties do. Okay, thank God. All right, but there are some salary lines.
Thanks to Marion and the commerce involved.
It's just the way we're set up. You know, and so, you know, you have to think about when it comes to the budget time everything, and their only part is paying some of the salaries to some of the office holders we have. Okay. And if only we get that and we get our taxes back,
like the
state, our sales tax or income in, we'll be in good shape. But you don't know. They could be months behind. So we're sitting here juggling, trying to say, are they going to pay? Are they not going to pay? It's totally a long shot. So we will always lean towards the conservative side, and we've always had a balanced budget. And there's only one way, and that's a balanced budget. We will not accept anything but a balanced budget. Now, the other component to this is we also have a problem, as we've talked about before, with our workman's compensation rates
going
sky high.
For decades.
And Tom, how long has it gone on? 20, 30, 40 years?
It was
way before Brent.
Well before Brent. And when I ran for county commissioner, that was one of the number one issues that I wanted to talk about. That and meth. But number one was, my goodness, look at the money going out the door.
And some of the claims are legit. And some of them in the past have been frivolous. Okay, that's just the bottom line. I don't care whose toes I step on. That's reality. That's the way it is, and we know for a fact. So, with that being said, we got to look at that, and you know, that cost keep rising. So there could come a point in time, I hate to say it, but it could come a point in time that if the state doesn't pay us, compounded with this workman's comp issue, there could possibly be layoffs somewhere down the road in Williamson County. Okay? I mean, if the state don't pay us that what we're doing, and we got to pay that part, and the comps keep going up, then there could be layoffs. Because let me tell you something. People always say you lay off or people raise taxes. There's no such thing as raise taxes in my book on this deal. It's going to be, it'd be lay off. That's just the way it is.
Because when you say raise taxes, we'll say, look, we're already paying them. They're Heck going yes, to Springfield, and they're not coming back. We're putting into the machine. And it's always been that this is the way it worked. There was a system. There was a cycle. Money goes to Springfield. Money goes back out. Now it's been one way.
Why do they even have to touch our sales tax, usage tax? Why do they even get their paws on it from our county? They shouldn't even get. They shouldn't even touch it. I do not understand. And I'm sitting there looking at this wonderful overpass out here on Route 13 on Wolf Creek Road. What, $24 million?
Well, I think the bridge itself was around $9
About $9 million.
But then there's the road,
now,
too.
That was really needed because it's such a high-traffic area, I have not seen one car even near it.
Well, it's not open yet.
Well, I still won't see a car go by it. So, I mean, why don't you put that $24 million into paying off the debt as you owe in the estate instead of just throwing money out here for, I still don't know what's going on out here, to be honest with you.
Yeah, well, I don't know where it really goes. All right, now there was another program that you were involved in, the county, looking at people who had not done and using a company to go out and find past deals, fines,
right,
things like
right.
that. How'd that program work? Did it meet the expectations you and the other commissioners had?
Well, to be honest with you, in 2005, I just come in office, and this is something I pushed hard for, and I hit deaf ears, okay, from judges, from the state's attorney's office.
And then 2008 happened.
And then, yeah, and it goes going, and then 2008 happened in the circuit clerk's office. So I'm sitting there saying, okay, well, so we come across this company that basically we don't pay them anything. They tack on the fees. We had, get this now, over $12 million of unpaid fees and fines and stuff like that for all due to the court system.
Wow.
Now, this is going on for eternity, okay? Now, they say that people can't afford it. And you know, they didn't pay it, and then you know, the judges weren't tough enough to get it, and blah 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 blah. I don't know what all their excuses were, and I didn't really care what these.
Well, $12 million, there was a lot of excuses.
My theory is, if we just get a small percentage of that back, look what we got.
Yeah,
I think we're going to have a press conference here before long, and I think you're going to see the numbers that we've got already are staggering that we've collected.
$12 million.
Yes,
wow,
but some people passed away. I mean, there's a lot of things.
Right.
Someone got incarcerated and gone for life and so on.
Steady drip fills the bucket when nobody's looking.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
So you're looking at big time, millions of dollars out there. But I think you're also going to be interested in seeing the numbers we've already brought in less than, like, I think, three months, I think, already.
I'm pretty excited about hearing it. I talked to one of the companies that had been doing this.
This company is all over the state. And I had people call me and say, hey, this company called me, and they said, oh, a ticket from back in 1998. I said, well, did you pay it? I don't remember. They look it up. They didn't pay it, and they paid it.
Right.
I mean, you know, if you don't pay a ticket, you usually go to jail or something, you know?
Well, I mean, last time I did it, Kimberly Dolan, Judge Dolan, put out a bench warrant for me, so.
I mean, you know, last time I looked, Tom, you owe us $10,000,
yeah.
So I don't know. You know?
That's right. Yeah. Kimberly Dolan did use a bench warrant to me for $3, so, yeah.
Really?
It was an error paying off a ticket, and there was $3 left, and I didn't show up that day.
Well, this deal is not cost the county a thing. They tack on the fee. It's tremendous. It's a no-brainer. The judges, state's attorneys, the circuit clerk all got behind us, and it has been tremendous, and it's going to be tremendous on.
Do you think that there has been, criticism aside of the budget, has there been a healthy aspect to their not having a budget? Has it made us look within to a certain extent? Now, I'm not talking about SIU. I'm not talking about higher education. I'm talking about from Williamson County. Have you personally seen, at least, if you look for the silver lining, it made us look at the books. It made us leaner and meaner. Has there been a positive with this if you look hard?
I can honestly say I've been that way from day one.
Yeah.
I always look and try to make sure. I think what it does to you is people, you know, there's such things as a need and a want. You know, a need and do you need it or do you want it? And, you know, do you want this for your office or you need it or you need it? From that aspect, I think it takes us to look at that, you know, that everybody wants something, but do you really need it? And if we put our needs and wants in, you know, and categorize them.
Proper priorities.
And we look at them and we think, okay, well, I'm sorry, this year you're not getting this. And so, but as far as being a tightwad and being conservative, I think, you know, I've been that way. I've always tried to look at the same, that like the state don't even exist. That's the way you got to do it. Let's say we don't ever get paid by the state. Can we do it on our own?
Tom Condritz, Benton Mayor, said the same thing to me a week ago, I believe it was, on a Tuesday. It was a week ago today. We can't count on the state. We have to look to ourselves. And that when he said that to me, hearing it for the first time out of his mouth really stuck. I knew this, but whenever we've come to the conclusion we can't do it anymore, we have to look to ourselves.
I'm going to flip this to you, and you were right there beside me on this whole deal. And the jail, we were told that we were going to get shut down if we don't build a jail. It would cost more money to house and transport inmates somewhere else if we don't build a jail. So, and I said, I was taking everybody through it, we need this jail. We're not going to raise no new taxes to pay for the jail. We're not going to count on the inmates to pay for a jail. We will have a jail and be self-funded because we set money back for it. Okay. Plus, we got the stimulus money. All right. Well, guess what? I haven't counted on the inmates, but we're still bringing in thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars of outside inmates. Okay. So it's doing very, very well. One of the top jails around without any new tax to pay for it.
Maybe you should give seminars.
Well, I'd like to start a state of Illinois, but after all, they're going to raise minimum wage, you know, right. they're big push on that too, which is just, look, you know me well, I don't play the party favorite stuff. That, in my opinion, and people can argue with me when I get off this radio, whatever, is asinine to think about getting $15 minimum wage. That is not a career job.
Do you think the state says, you know, if you get $15 an hour, we get more taxes, so we need to give you a raise?
Well, I think it's all political. I think they're
going to... So you think the same thing I do. The Democrats want Rauner to say no to that prior to the election so they can beat him to death with it.
Exactly right. And you know what? But you know what? The bottom line is it would put small business out of business. And you got to pass the buck on somewhere, so you can pass it on to consumer. You have senior citizens, which I take up for all the time, on fixed income, can't afford it. So and then you have the trickle-up effect. And you know, I put this on Facebook. Every once in a while, I will blare out something that's on my mind. I hate talking politics, and I hate talking religion, because you can't win. But this doesn't make sense. So then the people that make $14 or $12 an hour now say, minimum wages went up. Now I want more. And it keeps going higher and higher. And you got prevailing wage. It'll go higher. Where does it end? The national is what, 720?
Where does it end is the question that property tax owners have been saying to themselves in Illinois for a number of years now. When does it end? This hurts. I can't afford it. I'm going to sell my house. I'm going to rent. I'm leaving. I'm moving out. I'm going to another state.
They should.
You've heard it all.
They should. It's embarrassing. Isn't it $7.20 nationwide right now at minimum wage?
Yeah, $7.25
federal. So we're at 8.25. That's pretty good, okay? We're pretty good right now where we're at. This guy in Chicago that came down here granting this $15 over 3 to 5 years, whatever. The economy can't keep up the pace to keep up what they're wanting to do. It doesn't make any sense. I mean, I'm not a mathematician, but this is math 101. It put the numbers together. It don't make sense. And of course, again, this is the state of Illinois. Nothing makes sense up there.
Well, this weekend, you know, a lot of people were saying, Dan, you know, they had the March for Science this weekend, all right? And my first thought is, you know, math is science too. And when you're broke, you can't afford pie-in-the-sky stuff. And
you can't personally,
broke.
And I can't, unless I got enough money in my checking account.
Nope.
But they can do whatever they want. Now they're talking about a short-term budget just to borrow some more money and piece it together? Come on. You know, both sides are just ridiculous. Now, people voted, and they made change up there across the board. I don't see anything changing. Somebody's got to get the guts to stand up to the Madigans and the Rauners. Look,
who do you think that might be, Brent?
Look, the legislators.
Is it you and the county commissioners and the county commissioners, the mayors, the rest of the state? Who can make these two come together? Who can show the way? Who do you think that person is?
You're not going to make those two egotistical people do anything, okay? But we have voice. We've even sued at the state of Illinois, and we won that deal. So I'm just saying, if I was sitting there, Tom, you'd be the same way with me. If I was up there and they told me I had to do something, and I don't think it's right for my district, guess what? I'm not going to do it. Because Mike Madigan or Rauner or whoever the people are up there, they do not have anything to do with this district down here. All right? I represent the district. And the people up there who got elected, our reps and senators, need to realize it's not what the higher beasts tell you. It's what your heart tells you to do. If you don't get reelected for doing what's right, so be it. But they're all worried about being career politicians, and everybody's trying to be that. Heck, just do the job. How hard is that?
And the rest will take care of itself.
Yeah, I mean, how do they sleep at night knowing people are suffering every day, and they can't even get in a room together to get things done? I mean, both sides are an absolute joke. I'm laying on the line. Don't care what people think. They can either hooray me, or they can say I'm a total idiot. I don't care. It's dysfunctional. It's not working. If it's not working, I don't know. This state is just an embarrassment. And it's a trickle down all the way down the counties and communities, colleges and SIU, and everybody's suffering.
And we still haven't gotten the bill yet.
And you and I'm going to say you're not even
bill's coming.
I'm saying you're not even close to getting a budget.
Williamson County Commissioner Brent Gentry. Brent, thanks for your time, pal. We appreciate it.